Have you tried to work out what the subject is? It's so exciting.
I don't know. I'm imagining Syria, tax evasion, bankers.
Bankers going to jail.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
What do you think? What are we going to say? Let's have a rehearsal.
All right.
Russell, should bankers go to... I'm a member of the audience. It's Richard here from...
All right, Richard. Hello, mate.
Hello, Russell. Richard from Nottinghamshire. I wanted to ask the panel, do you think that bankers who do terrible things and behave irresponsibly should go to jail?
Yes. Put them in right in a jail. Smash them in there. Throw away the key. Don't even have a key. Have a door that once it's shut, it automatically locks forever. How are they going to get food? They'll have to do it in bundles. They'll have to have a derivative bundle of food that they conjure
up in their
imagination.
It's too complex to
understand.
Yeah. Okay.
How did that go?
Well, I think it was funny.
I spoke a bit too quick.
You spoke very quickly. Mm. And you got a laugh, but I worried that you didn't actually say anything sincere.
Intelligent or sincere.
I've got another question for the panel.
Oh, yes. Richard from Nottinghamshire. Again.
Here's my question for the panel. Should America be talking to the Taliban?
I think... Right, I don't know much about this stuff because I'm a professional comedian. I'm not a politician.
I wouldn't say that in an answer.
Don't ever say it.
Don't say that.
All right. I know a lot about this stuff because I'm an expert on it. And here's my view. And if it's not enacted, I'm going to kick off. Yeah, you've got to really. There's no point in not negotiating with people. That just causes sort of alienation and further fragmentation. Like there was a time when political groups in the north of Ireland were regarded as terrorists and people didn't negotiate with them on that basis, and it made the peace process impossible. So it was only when people went, oh, well, God, semantics, terrorists, freedom fighters, who knows? We're going to have to put aside these definitions. So really, if you want peace, I think you have to talk. I mean, you can't bomb someone into smiling.
Can I give, honestly, genuinely a bit of advice? Is, see, that was a great answer. Mm. But I wouldn't say at the top of any answer, I don't know much about this stuff. Because I think
it
then...
It diminishes what you say subsequently.
Yeah, it does.
All right, I won't say it.
All right. I think internet porn might come up. Access.
Why?
To, because of, there's been a big debate about access to internet porn. Does the panel think that pornography can blur people's views on sex?
Yes, it does. You shouldn't look at too much pornography.
Do you use it?
Look, I'm a bloke, aren't I? Let's not be smutty, Sir David. But do you? What do you look at? Night porn of knights gallivanting around in armour, oiling up the joints. I think that pornography is a wholly negative thing. I understand why it exists.
Do you really?
It's a difficult thing to control. Yeah, of course it is. I heard a really good quote. Someone says pornography is bad not because it shows too much, but because it shows too little. Because it reduces us to sacks of flesh. And so I don't think it's a positive thing. There's lots of things that I do, though, that I don't think are positive. I think sort of control, I don't know, there's freedom of speech, but then, I don't know, freedom of masturbation. It's a different thing.